We had planned to convert some of the space we vacated if I moved into the medical block to give us extra clinic rooms because we were having significant pressures in terms of our waiting times for our clinics. So we were looking to expand and extend the accommodation available for outpatient services. That obviously got completely put on hold as a result of the flood, and we've had to go through the summer and autumn without being able to bring that extra space online. This facility now brings us to the position we would have been at the end of the year had we not had a flood, and it's very welcome.
Urging patients, if they get appointments in the coming weeks, to read those appointments very carefully, because someone might assume they should go back to where their last appointment was. That's not necessarily going to be the case.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very grateful to the public for the patience they've shown with us as we've ended up having to distribute our clinics, 40 clinics a week over 7 different locations across the county. It's important that people, if they read in the letter that the clinic is not on the hospital site, is downtown, they don't assume it's where they had their last clinic appointment down the town, maybe now Dockram, one of the primary care centres, that they read the instructions. We will be putting flyers in with a map for this facility. Clearly, not all clinics will be down in this facility, so that's why it's also important that people pay attention to the directions. Some clinics will still be continuing to run in the hospital. I'd also like to acknowledge the work the staff have done in terms of keeping those services running across so many locations throughout the county, and now getting this facility ready. As you see yourself today, Dylan, there's still a lot of work to be done. We will be burning the midnight oil to get this unit up and ready to open for our patient clinics next Monday.